Imagine that you had received a blessing so powerful that it changed the arc of your life. Was it a touch or a word that transferred that great power and electricity? Imagine that this kind of deep permission to go forth with your full self really made a difference. Imagine that more than a sneeze deserves bless you. Bless you, my friend, my child, my dearest one, as you find your way towards health and healing today. Blessings, both casual and serious, are something more than imaginary. It's true that blessing has its origins in religious practice, being conferred exclusively by representatives of God in some cases. But being a blessing, offering a blessing and receiving one does not require belief in an all-powerful and all-knowing God. There is more to it. You do have the choice to say, God bless you, when Jeannie sneezes, right? Or just bless you when a neighbor sneezes. It's less desirable to say, dear God, please keep your germs to yourself. No, a real blessing is more gracious and a little more generous than that. If a great mystery works through us, does it matter who delivers an honest blessing? What matters is that blessings exist and are multiplied under our watchful care. Being a blessing is a very human responsibility. It is, in fact, the full-length job description of being human. Be a blessing. Period. So the words that describe what we are doing at several points in our service, in our order, typically have a time when the children leave, and we say, call this bless the children. It's very intentional. Every one of us should send our blessings with them when they leave this space on Sunday morning. Send them with your love, with your regard for their safety and their full blossoming this day. And then at the conclusion of our service, with a final good word, we go out to be blessings to the world in our very personal and particular ways that only you can know. Wherever we go, when we leave this meeting house, we have just one job, the human job of being a blessing to the world. The Reverend Aaliyah Kemler defines blessing like this. So what then does it mean to offer a blessing and to be a blessing? To bless something or someone is to invoke its wholeness, to help remind the person or thing you are blessing of its essence, of its sacredness, its beauty, and to help remind yourself that of that too. Blessing does not actually fix anything. It's not a cure. It does not instill health or well-being or strength. Instead, it reminds us that those things are already there within us. I suppose we should notice that being a blessing is not the same as being a critic, a troublemaker, or being intent upon tearing someone down. Being a blessing isn't ignoring others or being fearful of our differences. Blessings are simply too generous for any of that. Blessings are at heart encouragement. They are spoken words that notice the beauty and possibility present in another. That invocation of wholeness and dignity we all need and crave to survive. Your hands and my hands, your words and my words do have the power to bless. The question is, how will we use that power? Our reading today reminded me of one of the first times I was asked to officiate at a memorial service. It just happened to be for a family pet, a dog. A family in my RE program at the first congregation I served asked me to come to their house and conduct a service for their dearly departed pet. Seminary had not yet prepared me for that honor, so I improvised. I drew upon my experience burying a succession of my own family's pet cats and rabbits and so forth with my children at home. I brought what dignity I could to the project of drawing out the family's memories and stories of their companions for so many years. We concluded our outdoor service by placing a marker and flowers and singing Spirit of Life. The final benediction were words of gratitude and blessing offered by each family member as we stood in a circle holding hands. While it was all made up on the spot, it was pretty much what every memorial service has been for me ever since. We create a ritual of memory and release within a human circle of care. In this act, we are acknowledging a new and potent reality, reminding us that with every ending, there is also a potent and real beginning. And with every beginning, something has to end. So our second and third graders have entered a new phase of their life and understanding, leaving something of their young and more innocent selves behind. If that doesn't bring a tear or two, I don't know what will. It is a mixed blessing. You might wonder what deep theological or philosophical reasons might cause us to need such blessings in times of life's transitions. Why do we need blessings at birth and death, at marriage and the age of reason, coming of age and graduations and all the rest? I think it is because such transitions are so very hard to accomplish. They are moments of so much growth and transformation that our inner world needs to catch up with the outer one. There's so much unknown and so much possibility of real change right there at our doorstep. There's so much internal and external change happening that we need the affirmation of our community to fully live into what we are now becoming. The fact that we get to be present at such moments and perhaps touch one another with our blessings is indeed an honor and a necessity. I've learned over the years that rituals really do matter, and they do make a difference in how we think about ourselves, and just as importantly, how the world sees us. So I invite you to test this out with me right now. This is a little bit of a blessing ritual, very small, very non-threatening. In our tradition, it's not just ministers and religious professionals who have the power to bless. Each of us has the power to bless one another and the world. All of us can participate. The words are ordinary words, but we make the blessing real through our shared intention. So I invite you to think of one thing in your life that you could use a blessing for right now. One thing that feels tenuous or struggling or wonderful, but needs your blessing and the blessing of the community. Now I invite you, thinking about that thing, to reach out and touch someone's hand or their shoulder, or if you need to, elbows touching is fine, just a little touch. Think about that thing you need a blessing for. And these are words adapted from the Karaniya Metta Sutta of the Pali Canon. As we have been blessed, so we bless one another to be a blessing. Breathe in and breathe out. This breath we share with all that breathes. Feel the love of the universe flowing through this community, into you and out again to the universe. Let the love of all universe, your love, flow outward to its height, its depth, its broad extent. You are more than you know and more beloved than you know. Take up what power is yours to create safe haven, to make of earth a heaven. Give hope to those you encounter that they may know safety from inner and outer harm. Be happy and at peace, healthy and strong, caring and joyful. And I invite you all to repeat these words after me. Be the blessing you already are. That is enough. Blessed be and amen. All right. That is all it takes. A willingness to offer and receive a blessing. It's just enough to wish others well. There's an old-fashioned idea of a father giving his blessing to a daughter at her marriage that needs some revamping for today. Of course, daughters are not property to be traded, as the tradition implies. But the transition of ultimate loyalty from one family of origin to a new family needs the blessing of that original family to thrive. A couple needs to be seen as adults in a real family unit, and those parents have to let go. They can be a support, but they're not at the center any longer. That boundary is what the new family needs to grow strong together. So a parent's blessing upon a marriage is not inconsequential. Be a blessing. That is all the job description we need. If we see our lives blessed just as they are right now, no matter how imperfect and unformed they might be, how does that impact you? Does it keep you in the here and now rather than grieving the past or worrying about the future? Does it give you courage and confidence as it is intended to do? The feeling of being blessed is something to appreciate. I hope you have a chance to feel it. Reverend Peter Friedrichs described that sense of blessing in his poem. I know what a blessing looks like, and I'm not talking about a picture of the Pope placing his cupped hands on a child's head. It looks like the midnight delivery of a stunned and wide-eyed Indian orphan to her adoptive parents at the baggage claim carousel in Terminal E of Logan Airport. And a full moon rising over Mount Katahdin on an autumn night so clear and cold it makes your teeth ache. I know what a blessing smells like, too. The head of your month-old niece thrust into your arms by your dead-tired sister who wants nothing more than a few hours of uninterrupted sleep. And the aroma of fresh-baked bread that catches you off guard as you walk past a bakery. Head bowed against the cold and grief on the way to your grandmother's funeral. A blessing tastes like the cherry popsicles you used to split with your dad on the front stoop just before bedtime in summer, when the light was soft and the pavement still hot under your toes. The deafening roar of water cascading over an Ithacan gorge is the sound a blessing makes. And to the silence of the pre-dawn forest, when the insects have gone to ground and birds have not yet begun to bid the morning welcome. And I know, thank God I know, how a blessing feels. Like walking out of the shadow of a skyscraper or your own fear and feeling the sun on your face for the first time in forever and waking up every morning next to the person who saved your life. That's it. Like walking out of the shadow into the warmth of suns we never believed we could deserve. Like a lift upward and outward on a wave of courage, helping us to grow into our next chapter. Let's not be stingy with our blessings. I know they cost nothing and return to enrich us all. So don't be afraid to ask for a blessing, friends. And thank you for being such blessings in my life.